USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration has reassigned Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who was one of the impeachment witnesses during the inquiry. His twin brother was also reassigned. He was escorted out of the White House only a few hours after the president revealed he still holds a grudge against him.
Well, I'm not happy with him. You think I'm supposed to be happy with him? I'm not.
In a statement, Vindman's lawyer said the truth has cost Vindman his job, his career, and his privacy. There was also retribution against Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who was recalled by the president. In China, the deadly coronavirus has now killed an American citizen. Americans who were evacuated from Wuhan, the epicenter of the virus, arrived in the U.S. on Friday. They'll be quarantined for 2 weeks. So far, 720 people have died. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.